A very good morning to you from the sports team. We kick off with cricket this morning. Nat Siver Brunt described England's blistering start to the Women's Cricket World Cup as a captain's dream. And Lindsay Smith took 3 wickets and Amy Jones was unbeaten on 40, beating the Proteas women by 10 wickets in their opener.
We're really blessed that we've got so many talented cricketers in our squad. It's obviously making selection very difficult.
Now, it's the worst possible start to the World Cup for the South African side, as the top order collapsed and only Sinalo Jafta top scored with 22 runs. Over to rugby now. Springbok captain Siya Kolisi expects Argentina to come out fighting at Twickenham today, despite last week's 67-30 thrashing in Durban. South Africa leads the rugby championship by a single point as they chase back-to-back titles. Now the match, technically a home fixture for Argentina, kicks off at 3 p.m. South African time, with the Boks strong favourites to finish the job. Staying with rugby, the Hollywood Sharks ended their clash against the Dragons level on 17 in the United Rugby Championship. And then closing off with football, Manchester United boss Ruben Amorim knows he can't take the continued support for granted from the board. They've picked up just 34 points from his 33 games in charge. And going to this afternoon's game with newly promoted Sunderland sitting 14th in the Premier League table, Amorim says they need wins for the project to continue.
We understand that we need results to continue the project. We need one more game, we win, we get some hope, and then in the next game we'll see. That is always the same thing. So I don't need a lot of time. It doesn't matter for me. Just matter the next game. We just have to perform and we need to win.
Arsenal take on West Ham while Leeds host Tottenham at lunchtime. Right, that's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.
Good morning, Faida. How you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
You can be calm, okay? Calm down. I'm not robbing the place. I did see the strange look on your face when you walked in thinking, who's this strange man sitting in our chair? Quick one. It's painful what happened to the Protea ladies. So I think it's mostly painful because of the build-up we've had. Like our warm-up games, we've really been showing us that we can do this thing. And now we get clubbed, did you say, by 10 wickets?
10 wickets. It was a thrashing. And I think what makes it more painful is that we closed off a final in the World Cup. We made it to a final. Let's start there. And then losing that final and then coming into a World Cup.
And to lose
like
by
this.
10 wickets, guys. I mean, Tasman Brits has been clapping 100, 120, 170.
and now she's getting clapped.
Yeah, I know. When your top score is 22, we can't even give that person a shout out. You tried. Shame.